after I took my test is KC9HTC, which phonetically would be Kilo Charlie 9 Hotel Tango Charlie.
All right. So, and it's doesn't mean anything special. No initials, nothing. Just what the FCC gave you when you got licensed.
I had somebody told me it stands for half a ton of chicken.
Everybody's got the little catchphrase there. All right. Tell us, how long have you been licensed, Bruce?
Oh, I couldn't tell you exactly. So I think it's been about 14 years now, because I've already went through one renewal, and the renewal is once every 10 years. Okay. So it's been quite a while.
All right. How'd you get involved in amateur radio?
Kind of most of my life I've played with radios, anywhere from walkie-talkies when I was younger, playing Army out in the woods, and then later got into when the big CB radio craze hit, and then after that kind of faded out, I just kind of progressed towards amateur radio and started studying, and found out you didn't have to take the Morse code part of it anymore, and you could all study online. So got online on the computer and started taking practice tests. And once I felt confident enough that I could pass, I looked up where I could take a test and went down to Evansville to the Red Cross building down there where the Evansville Club does theirs, and took my test and just became a tech. And then about 6 months later became the general. And then just about, let's see, 6-7 years ago, took my extra and passed it, and I'm an extra class amateur radio operator, which is the highest class of license in the amateur radio field.
And Dennis, you're an extra as well.
Yes, I am.
Okay. Well, I also am an amateur radio operator. I have what's known as a vanity call sign, because I didn't like the one that the FCC gave me. My current call sign is K9AWM. Of course, that's my initials. AWM. I got very, very lucky after I passed my general that I found that call sign, and I'm probably going to keep that one. That's not my original one, but I didn't like the original one. It was too long and didn't have my initials in it. So that's mine. I only have been in an amateur radio for about 3 years, so I'm the newbie here. Local folks will remember Todd Riker, and this is all Todd Riker's fault. It was a Saturday morning, and I got a call from Mr. Riker, and he called and said, "Hey, we're giving this this test here at the Davies County Security Center, and you might be interested in it. We're doing a class about technician and amateur radio." And of course, I've been in commercial radio for years and years and years, and I knew a little bit about amateur radio at that point, but I'd been accused of doing amateur radio for years and years and years. So I went and I said, "I don't know. I don't really know much about it. You know, there's a lot of electronics and this and that and the other." And there is a little bit of that, but it's more common sense than anything. And so I got to the class late. His class actually started about 9 o'clock. I didn't roll in till after 11 because it was a Saturday morning, and I was doing Dennis's job at that point. And I rolled in, and it was actually pretty interesting. He went all day Saturday, and then we went most of the day Sunday. We took a testing session on that Sunday afternoon, and I passed it, and the rest is history. I've also, in the course of 3 years, upgraded to the extra class license, and I also did not have to do the Morse code testing, although I am learning it. I've learned enough now to peck out some things, but I can't quite hear it yet. So we're talking about amateur radio, and we're going to focus today on Field Day. And the reason that we're bringing this up is that Field Day is really the biggest single on-air event held annually in the United States and in Canada. It's always the fourth weekend of June of each year, and they're estimating that 35,000 to 40,000 radio amateurs will gather all across basically North America, U.S. and Canada, and they'll gather with clubs, they'll gather with groups, they'll gather with friends, and the goal is to operate from remote locations, and there's all kinds of different locations that people will be at. Some folks will actually be, you know, camping in the woods. Some will be on mountaintops. Some will be lodged in emergency operations centers. The Davies County Amateur Radio Club will be at the Washington Volunteer Fire Department there on County Road 150 South. And the goal is to set up enough equipment to see who you can talk to in case of an emergency. And amateur radio is really designed to be at its best when things are at its worst. Most of the equipment that amateur radio uses runs on 12 volts, and every vehicle running around now has a 12-volt battery in it. So with a 12-volt battery or some kind of 12-volt system, and literally some wires thrown into some trees or over buildings or hooked to the back of vehicles or magnetically mounted to whatever you can find, amateur radio can talk to other places when there's no power. If your cell phones aren't working, if your telephone lines are down, if the internet is not working. I know a lot of people will say, well, I'll just pick up my phone and call for help.
Don't work like that.
No, it really doesn't. And, you know, about 3 years ago, I think it's 4 years ago now in November, Washington had an F1 tornado that went through. And the first thing that didn't work was my cell phone. Now, I was lucky because I got a call out to my wife, who was only about 10 blocks away, early before everybody got on the line, to tell her that I was okay and everything was fine and I would see her as soon as I could. And I knew that, one, our house was still standing, and two, the kids and her were okay. So that's really all I needed to know. I never got another phone call out after that for about 2 days. Now, that was prior to me becoming an amateur radio operator, and you know, I didn't know quite everything that was going on. But the goal is to set up somewhere that's not in a normal place for you. It's not at your house. It's not in a typical radio environment. And with some emergency gear, again, wires and trees, mag mount antennas, whatever you can come up with, in a 24-hour period, actually it's about a 27-hour period, you talk to other people in other places, and you write it down in what's called a log. And you basically say, okay, in an event of an emergency, if I am set up in this area, I can talk pretty regularly to these people. And if need be, I could say, I need help, I need water, I need a truck of gasoline, I need whatever, we've got injured, we need a helicopter, whatever it might be. So that's kind of the overriding goal of Field Day. Dennis, would you agree with that synopsis?
Yes, I'll agree with that. A lot of you may be familiar with Hurricane Sandy that went and destroyed New York up there on the coast. Amateur radio was the only way they could talk to one another up there. I got to see firsthand some of the pictures from that Sandy just left it a mess up there. Sand 6-7 foot deep, blood, all the battery was flooded. Verizon had to spend, I think, $60 billion to relay all the conduit in one of the buildings up there that got destroyed by the water. But yeah, I'm involved with the emergency side of ham radio communications. I'm the emergency coordinator for Lawrence County in Illinois. I have four people under me that if I need them to, say, go run a radio somewhere, you know, they can set up. And
now the question is, have you ever had to do it?
No, not, I have not had to set up yet.
Okay, but you guys practice.
Yes.
That's part of what Field Day is. You'll set up in different locations, and that's kind of the overriding. It's all about communications. Nothing is worse in an emergency or really any situation of not knowing what is going on, and that's really kind of what we're focusing on. And we are on Focus on the Community. Today we're talking about amateur radio and emergency communications and Field Day, and we're going to get into the actual Field Day events. And Bruce, we're going to turn it over to you for just a moment. The Daviess County Amateur Radio Club is got several events starting today with breakfast, I believe. So tell me what's going on with the Daviess County Amateur Radio Club.
Well, today is, like I said, is Field Day, and we're all going to meet and have breakfast at 9:30, and then after that, we will go out to the volunteer fire department and start setting up equipment, and it'll be. Hopefully we'll get a good turnout. We want the public to come and see what we're doing. It's if you ever had a grandfather or something that might have been a ham, today's ham operators are not what it used to be. I mean, all the equipment now, since it's a lot of it's computerized, it's a lot smaller, it's a lot more compact. still runs off 12 volts. So, or you can plug a converter into the wall and drop it from 110 volts down to 12 volts. And some radios come equipped with a switch on the back that you can run either or. And we'll get set up, and like you mentioned earlier, Andy, we'll be throwing wires up into trees, and I think we have what they call a vertical antenna, which is just basically a straight up in the air aluminum rod that we can transmit on. Shouldn't take us too long. We're pretty good at setting up and taking down, and it's just a practice of emergency operations. That's to get you out of your home, get you out of your $500 easy chair in front of your radio equipment, and kind of set up in an emergency situation and see if you happen to what difficulties you might have as a group or as an individual on your equipment, and kind of fine tune and make contacts. And it's just not limited to North America and Canada. Some people will be making contacts into Europe, which is usually quite easy to do. And my longest contact, not on a field day, but just in general, has been 10,100 mile into the East Indies from setting at home. And that's very possible you could do that today.
Indeed. They are saying that the way it works is the radio signals bounce off what's called the ionosphere. So we use the atmosphere to bounce signals around the world. And from all reports, of course, we've been following it for a while, this is going to be probably the best propagation weekend in maybe a year. So it's going to be a fantastic day, and the weather's going to cooperate as well. The public is invited. This isn't a private event. We want folks to come out to the Washington Township Volunteer Fire Department anytime after 11 a.m. this morning, and we'll be there till late tonight. And then we'll be back in the morning as well if you can't make it tonight or whatever. But if you have any kind of interest, if you've got kids that kind of show an interest in electronics, if you've always had kind of a itch in the back of your skull about radios or scanners or even CB equipment, that kind of stuff, come out and talk to us. We're like anybody else with a hobby. You ask us one question, and we'll give you more information than you could ever possibly want to know. But we'll do it in a way, hopefully, that's fun. And if you're brave enough, we'll put you on the air. We'll let you make some contacts. You may talk to Europe. You may talk down the street. You may talk to other states. You know, you never know when you crack open the mic, really, who you're going to talk to. And we want folks to come out and be a part of it. This is radio's open house, and we want people to come out and see what's going on. Now, Dennis, you're across the river in Illinois. Mm-hmm. You're involved with a club over there with the acronym of RADIO, and I'm sure they've got some plans set up for field day as well. What are those?
Yeah, our club is joined up with the Wabash County EMA. It stands for Wabash County Emergency Management Agency, and they are setting up to start a expo down in Mount Carmel, which is set to start within the hour, and that's going to run from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Daylight Time. And after that, the hams that are in the club and that are also in EMA will get all their stuff out of there, and then they'll set up to start running field day tonight.
All right, very good. So no matter what side of the river that you're on today, if you want to go and find where the nearest field day event is to you, if you go to ARRL.org. I know that's a lot of letters, but it's ARRL.org, and you type in their search bar field day locator. No matter where you are listening today, whether it's on the internet and you're listening from hundreds and hundreds of miles away, or if you're listening just up the street, if you look under that field day locator, there is a Google map there, and it's going to show you all of the registered sites for the field day locations. And you are more than welcome to come out and do any kind of questions, answers. And again, if you're brave enough, we will put you on the air and let you know what is going on, and we'll let you make some contacts as well. Dennis, any further words before we start to get back into the regular format here?
No, I've been licensed since 1991, and it back whenever you could still take the code, but they didn't have it, so I enjoy it. I wish I could be able to take part in the activities today, but unfortunately, I got other things I won't be able to.
Gotcha. All right, Bruce. Any further words there from the Daviess County Amateur Radio Club side?
No, but please, in public, come on out and see what we're doing. Ask questions about it. We have a good time. It may look like we're not doing much, but when you got the headphones on and you're sitting in front of a radio, you're just trying to make the contacts and check your equipment. But please, everybody, come on out. The public is invited. We hope you come out and ask some questions and just see kind of what amateur radio is about today in today's world.
All right, very good. And again, we're going to be out at the Washington Volunteer Fire Station. I know if you're over in Knox County, they're going to be out at Camp Arthur today, which is just up the road a little ways from Highway 41, and they would love to have you out there. Just about every county has something going on as far as field day is concerned. We want you to come on out and be a part of it. All right. Well, that is going to wrap up Focus on the Community. And we are sponsored today by First Federal Savings Bank in Washington and in Ligoti. You can listen to a rebroadcast of today's show tomorrow morning at 8:30 a.m. on 4-Star Country, The General. 95.9 FM is also a 1580 AM. You can also listen to or download a copy of today's program and past shows by visiting WAMWAMFM.com. I'm Andy Morrison, inviting you to tune in each and every Saturday morning at 8:35 AM on Memories 107.9 FM WAMW, and each Sunday morning on 95.9 FM 1580 AM WAMW as we focus on the community.